yards running around the outside, the left side end.
Yes, he did. And as soon as he bounced it out there, number 50, Arthur Lapp for Deckerville, just kept his man engaged and really gave him some room to run.
First and 10, 2:20 on the clock, second quarter. Out of the I formation, hands off to number 4, Ryan Stone. Off the right guard is going to pick up some more big yardage as they run almost a full house off to the right side. Pulled that guard and had some real good blocks by the Deckerville line.
Yes, he did. He cut that back in. Number 88, Adam Homrich, made the tackle. I wonder what would have happened if he'd have kept it around the outside.
Right. So it'll be second down, 1 yard to go on the Warriors' 41-yard line. Out of the pro set, hand off to number 33. That'll be a first down off the left tackle and chased down from behind by the Warriors. Another big carry, but you know what? I see the Eagles are doing slowing their offense down a little bit, but they're staying right on their blockers. And that was another follow the fullback through the hole and pull the guard to the left. So the right guard pulled, took the lead. Out of the pro set, fullback went through the hole, blasted out the linebacker and the halfback. That gave him about 7 yards untouched. Hand off of the right side, up the middle, untouched until about the 22-yard line. That's number 8, Kyle Dorr, the 5'7 senior.
Yep, Shane Maurer makes the tackle, bringing him down, but a nice run up the middle, just a nice cut and run up the middle.
Got a couple scores here. Wow, there's some big scores. Richmond versus Maryville, 7-0. Harbor Beach versus Bad Axe, 21-0 in the first quarter with 20 seconds to go. Montrose versus Reese, the end of the first, 21-0. So we're going to call a timeout. Coach Fisher says, I think we better take a little break and regroup here, guys. We're doing a decent job. And that powerhouse Deckerville Eagle team keeps moving the ball down the field. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
The Moore Shoreline Chevrolet leasing program makes it easy for you to drive a brand new Chevrolet Silverado pickup. They have over 25 brand new 2014 and 2015 Chevrolet Silverados to choose from. Lease a new 2014 Chevrolet Silverado Double Cab LT for zero down and payments as low as $229 a month. Or a new 2015 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab Diesel LT four-wheel drive with leather heated seats for only zero down and $449 a month. Pick yours out and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet M25 and Seawing. Tax, title, and dock fees extra. 36-month lease based on approved credit. GM employee discount not required. Other fees may apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to Deckerville Field. Beautiful Thursday night of Labor Day weekend here in the Thumb. And we are surrounded by beans and corn and football fans here from Deckerville. They got a great fan support over here. And the Warriors got good turnout, nice drive over here. So here we go with 1:11 to go in the second quarter. It's second down, 1 yard to go. Out of the pro set, handoff on the left side goes to number 33. He's going to pick up a bunch of yards.
Number 33.
Danny Wolf on the carry for the Deckerville Eagles.
Yep. Nice run off the left. Dalton Gallick finally bringing him down. But like you say, it's got another Deckerville first down.
Deckerville making some holes on the line there, pulling their line, getting really good blocks downfield and using the fullback. And we're going to have a flag up immediately. Might have been a little bit of motion there in the backfield.
Yep, I think that's what they're going to call.
Yep, motion on the Deckerville Eagles. So that'll make it first down, 15 yards to go with 1 minute to go here in our second quarter.
Yeah, not a bad turnout here. You never know what you're
going to
get when the school hasn't started. They're not in session yet, so these games during the season before school starts, sometimes not a great crowd, but pretty good showing.
First and 15, 1:04 to go here in the first half. This is a big move right here by the North Huron Warriors. They have got to stop these Eagles. And gang tackling, and we see the Warriors take down number 4, Ryan Stone, who took the ball up the middle. We'll pick up a couple of yards.
Yep, and again, defensively, that's number 74, Adam Fichette, not letting go.
Eagles out of the shotgun. Dylan Patello, high snap. Hands off to the left side, and a good swarming tackle there by the Warriors. Danny Wolf picked up a yard or two, but got pushed right back to the line of scrimmage. Well, this is where the Warriors need to dig in.
Yeah, and he made such a nice cut, but boy, he was met immediately.
Third and 11, 20 seconds to go here in our first half. Fakes the handoff, pass deep in the end zone, up and off the fingertips. A number 54, Nathan Spatzel, the 6'6 senior. Boy, he just missed that.
He's a big target out
there.
Wow,
that's their Fourier.
Yeah, he's a big target.
So they had big Nathan Spatzel down there. He was right in the end zone, and the pass was just off of his fingertips. If he'd have pulled in that one in, I'd have been screaming here from the booth.
And he was the only one that was going to be able to catch that ball, too.
Yeah, that's right. So here we go, fourth down and 11 with 15 seconds. Full house in the backfield. Quarterback's going to keep it, pass off on the right side. Open receiver and touchdown. Caught by number 20, Justin Gobe. Gobe, the 5'8 senior, rolls out on the right side about 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, looks over to the right. Patella puts it in his hands and he runs it all the way in for another score with a score 22-0 here at the half with 9 seconds to go.
Boy, that was a nice pass by Patella. While he's running, he put
really
it right
nice.
In the breadbasket.
Back out of the pro set for the extra point. Hands off to the tailback and powering ahead. So it's a battle on the line and it's gonna be no score on the extra point. So the Warriors hold the line on the extra point, but really nice pass. Like you said, Chad, that was a real well-executed play by the Deckerville Eagles. The quarterback rolled out to the right side, had his receiver out there. Probably about a 10-15 yard pass. It was wide open, but put it right in his hands, and the rest was just run at 10 yards.
Yeah, he did. Gauvier didn't even have to break stride, and if he would have, there was a Warrior defender that may have stopped the touchdown, but they don't have to worry about that because it was a beautiful pass, beautiful catch, and they put it on the board.
102.1 FM, WLEW Bad Axe. We're bringing you all the play-by-play action. Kurt Dameron and Chad Knobloch live from Deckerville Field with 9 seconds to go here in our first half with the North Yarn Warriors and the Deckerville Eagles. As the Eagles head out onto the field, Curtis Fritsch, the senior, will again take on the kicking duties. Perfect night. Getting a little cool here, so actually a real good air for football.
It is. This is a night that was made to play football.
We better go in the halftime. We better go in the locker room. We better go talk to the Warriors and remind them that. All right, ready for the kickoff. 9 seconds to go. Warriors got a little bit of time to make something happen. Short squib kick. Oh, in between the legs, the number 30 for the Warriors. Got it right between the leg. The ball bounced right down between the legs of Nathan Iden on that squib kick.
Yep, Dalton Gallick picked it up. He made a nice initial cut. I thought he might make something out of that, but they were pretty quick getting to him.
Well, we'll have time for one play with 4 seconds on the clock.
Do you air it out or do you kneel?
I go for it. You know what? Why not? It's 22-0. Give it a shot.
Well, it looks like Coach Fisher agrees because they're all spread out.
I gave him the sign up here. And we've seen this play before. It's going to be a keeper by the quarterback. Oh, maybe a little bit of early whistle, but Dalton Gallick went back as the quarterback, took it out of the shotgun. We split receivers on both sides. That's going to end the first half of high school football action here with the Deckerville Eagles and the North Huron Warriors. The score is 22-0. This is WLAW Sports. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with some updates here at the half.
Summer fun at the beach. Better snap a pic on my phone.
Hey, tag me on Instagram.
Hey, last one in the water buys dinner.
Hey, not fair. You had a head start.
Make this summer one to remember with a brand new smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Check out the scorching savings during Thumb Cellular's hot summer savings event. Catalog your summer adventures with the HTC One smartphone. The HTC One boasts a crisp and sharp LCD display, a high-quality 8-megapixel camera, and a powerful 1.5 gigahertz quad-core processor. And of course, blazing fast 4G speeds for a blazing hot deal, just $99.99. Also try the Samsung Galaxy S5 or the iPhone 5S. Don't let a moment of your summer pass you by. Stop by Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe.